Hello everyone, you're listening to Yixing Slip-Ons. It's your girl, Michelle. I thought I was recording this episode last night, and the quality of the recording was so bad that I decided to re-record it today and kind of go over my notes that I have. It's not very much as I thought it was going to be, but it's a good amount that we can discuss what's been going on. And I will forewarn you that I haven't caught up on everything. Like, I still haven't heard Yixing's new album, Producer. And I still haven't heard Baekhyun's new song, Runner, with Raiden. But I intend to listen to those, and I'll go ahead and talk about them once I listen to them. But in the meantime, this is what I have seen and what I will cover. So I'll talk about YouTube. Baekhyun's YouTube account, his tea ceremony that he did for the new year. So it's just a simple tea ceremony that he wanted to share with XOLs, since it's something that he's gotten into recently, and it was really sweet. It was kind of like an ASMR type of thing, and if you haven't watched it, you can watch it on his YouTube channel. Something else regarding Baekhyun is that his Japanese album also came out in January, and I know a lot of people were talking about the song Drown because it's a little bit explicit, but my favorite song on the album is actually Whipping. And I've also been watching Busted Season 3. I'm actually on the last episode. I'm about halfway through it, but I haven't finished it yet, and I'll go ahead and cover it once I finish it. But I'll talk about what I've watched so far, and hopefully it's not true that it's the last season, the third and last season. And you can watch Busted on Netflix if you haven't. Like I said, I really hope that that's not true, and if it is, it's a really good show. I think it's really helps boost your mind and make you think outside of the box. It's like a really good problem solving show, so I really enjoy it, and it's partly scripted but part reality, in that the scenarios are scripted but them actually having to figure out the puzzles is real. So on episode 1, Junyeon actually guest stars, and it has to do with a roommate stealing his food, and he hires the Busted team to figure that out. I should also forewarn that there are going to be spoilers, so if you haven't watched it, maybe you should stop, like, fast forward a few minutes and then come back and listen to it. Anyway, episode 2 is about online bullying. Episode 3 is a brother who lost his sister in a car accident and cuts off women's limbs to make up his sister again. Episode 4 is finding the right fiance out of 3 women. And I didn't take notes from episodes 5 through 8, so I'm going to have to look that up. So bear with me. Okay, so episode 5, Hostage the Live. Following clues from a chilling message and a mysterious USB drive, the team races to save a hostage from being killed. I just died. After receiving a letter from a dead man, the detectives look for answers in his hometown and from his 4 friends. The ghost client, the case of imposter detectives. A client contacts the team to help with finding a lost boyfriend, but they're not the only detectives who show up on the case. Which I really like that one, because the other detectives are like friends of the actual cast of like the Busted team. So for example, like Ravi from 2 Days 1 Night is Jongmin's counter type. Counterpart. So, you know, it's like each counterpart has something to do with like the member that they're mirroring. So for example, like Kwang Su, there was Kwang Hee, and they're like Kwang brothers. So it's really hilarious. I definitely really enjoyed that one. And I think you will too. It's so funny. And, you know, they actually end up helping each other out at the end. And I feel like I enjoyed all episodes. Obviously, I really enjoyed episode 1. Because Jun Myeon was there. Let's see. I also enjoyed the finding the right fiance, and I loved the meaning behind episode 2 about the effects of online bullying. And then episode 8, The Scale of Destiny, is about the detectives discovering the truth behind a mysterious organization. They also question whether one of their own could be hiding a secret identity. And I've gotten through about halfway through the episode, so I'll cover that another time. But so far, I'm really enjoying what I'm seeing. And like I said, like, it makes me sad to think that this might be the last season, because it's just done so wonderful so far. And I really enjoy the concept, and I enjoy seeing Sehun in this light, and the fact that so many of his friends have been involved in the show, not only as like a supportive role, but also like because they actually enjoy the concept of the show. And not just them, but also like all actors who've guest starred, I feel like they've done it on their own volition because of the success of the show. And it'd just be such a shame to see it end after 3 seasons. But if it does end, it's better that it ends on a strong note than, you know, it dying off slowly. So definitely mixed feelings about that. And then on January 25th, Kyung-soo is officially discharged from the military. So Kyung-soo's back. And there are plenty of updates regarding him. Like, for example, he updated his birthday diary on the LYSN app. So, if you're an XOL on there, you'll see his birthday update, which is so cute, with his, like, birthday message about spending his birthday with his family and Mokmyo and Huchu. And then the drawing that he did was really cute, too. And then he's also officially on Bubble. He did an impromptu V-Live, and he also released That's Okay Live, which I'm so happy because he wasn't on the official video. So now that we have an official video of him singing That's Okay Live, like, I feel like my world is complete. I also just feel like everything is complete right now, even though Jun Myeon and Jong Dae are not out of the military yet. They're still inside serving their time. But I just feel so happy now that Kyung-soo's back. And he is so active on Bubble. Actually, last night, he, or a couple nights ago, he actually dropped a picture of Mokmyo. So he's, right, it's Mokmyo, because Huchu's the gray one. So it was Mokmyo. And, I'm hoping that he just becomes more active in time. And I know I accidentally subscribed to Minsook's and Sehun's Bubble, trying to acquire Kyung-soo's updates, because I thought that you were supposed to, like, buy however many tickets you intended on keeping. So I already had Jong-un and Baekhyun, so I bought 3 tickets thinking, like, okay, to make sure that I get Jong-un and Baekhyun's plus Kyung-soo's. But I didn't realize that there was actually 3 additional tickets in addition to the 2 that I already had. So right now I'm subscribed to 5 of the members, which is pretty good because, like, Chanyeol hasn't really been active since, unfortunately, the rumor that came out late last year. So I'm currently subscribed to Baekhyun, Minsook, Jong-un, Sehun, and Kyung-soo. And all of them have been pretty active within, like, the last week. I think, like, the most active was probably Minsook, actually, surprisingly. Like, he'll blow up your phone. So if you're wondering if it's worth buying, obviously, if either one of them is your bias, I definitely recommend buying it if you're able to. But if you're wanting, like, more bang for your buck and wanting to know, like, which member is... I would say, like, all of them are worth your money, but if you're saying, like, what will maximize, like, the money that you spent, Minsook is, like, a really good member who will maximize the money that you spent. So I'm really torn. I don't know if I'm going to maintain the 5 that I have or what, or you know, maybe I'll keep in socks. I don't know. We'll see. I have to look through my finances and see, you know, what I can move around. I have been budgeting and to see like what I can actually keep and what I can't keep. So we'll see. I don't want to stop subscribing to any members and have it mean that it's because I don't care about their updates. It's strictly more of like a money issue type of thing. I actually recently lowered my Patreon to YouTube page for the same reason. Like, unfortunately, $50 a month was just too much for me, but $5 a month is manageable, and I feel like that's the same with Bubble. Right now it's about at $12, and I didn't intend to spend more than $10, so I'll just think about it, because I mean, it's not just like Bubble, but also, you know, I'm like subscribing to Spotify, and that's $10 every month, so there's like all these rotating payments that I have. And so if I do unsubscribe, like I said, it has really nothing to do with the member. It has more to do with like saving money type of thing, especially since I actually just went like on a bit of a shopping spree. I bought some stuff, like official goods from Grape Music CD on eBay, and I'll go ahead and do an unboxing on my YouTube channel with that. But they have like all these sorts of official goods, and so all these official goods that I wasn't able to cop at the first drop, I'm actually able to buy through them. So I also bought like a bunch of like Jongin's merchandise off of the SM Townen store for his Kai album, and I was able to buy Kyungsoo's military discharge package through them. But I wasn't able to buy their birthday packages, like both Kyungsoo's and Jongin's, through the SM Townen store, but I was able to acquire it from the Great Music CD seller on eBay. And I'll, like I said, I'll go ahead and unbox all of that on my YouTube page, so keep an eye out for that. And that's pretty much all I wanted to talk about today. I know it's been about like a month since my last episode, and you know, like I said, I haven't really caught up on everything. My apologies. It's just that there has been so much that it's really difficult to catch up on everything. And I know I've made this excuse before, but and really there is no excuse, but then like life happens, and you know, I started watching like Sabrina, the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina on Netflix, and that's been taking some of my time, and then plus work, and just, but it has nothing to do with like me not caring about the member. I care very much deeply about every member. Each member is so precious to me, but unfortunately, you know, I do have to sleep, and I can only set aside so much of it, the time to catch up on everything, and you know, but it only gives us more topics to discuss in the future, so anything that I don't cover today will most likely be covered in future episodes. So let's just do a wrap-up of what we've covered and what we haven't covered concerning each member. So Minsak, like I said, has been super active on Bubble. He also did OST for the Mr. Queen drama, and I haven't heard that one as well, so I have to listen to that. That's another thing on my to-do list. Junmyeon was actually spotted at a wedding. He performed the wedding song for a friend, and actually some pictures were released from that wedding. Excuse me. And then like I said about Yixing's album that he released, called Producer, and it's all the songs that he produced on the Chinese show. I believe it's called CRZ. Unfortunately, I didn't watch it, but he did a release an album with all those songs in them. So I definitely want to listen to that. Baekhyun, like I said, he released his Japanese album. I haven't received my albums yet. They said that they're on their way, so hopefully they'll come in soon, but I'll do my own separate unboxing for that on my YouTube page as well. And then his song with Raiden came out. He's been dropping hints that there's an EXO comeback happening this year, so I'm pretty excited about that, especially since we didn't have a comeback at all in 2020, like as a group. But we did get a lot of individual solo activity, so I'm really appreciative of that. Appreciative of that. Let's see, Baekhyun Jeongdae is still in the military, like I said. He's actually been performing for soldiers, and a lot of soldiers have been saying how kind he is, which is no surprise. He's really sweet, so I expected it to happen. Let's see, Chanyeol, like I said, hasn't really been very active. We did get a sighting of him with Baekhyun, Jongin, and Sehun for a Lotte advertisement that was released last week, and it was nice to see him. He actually looked like the youngest in that advertisement, to be honest. Everybody just got like so thick, like you can tell that they're working out and they look so muscular. Their necks look like ridiculously thick, and you know, they just like look very grown. I mean, especially Sehun and Baekhyun, you know, like damn, they've been working out and it shows. Let's see. And then Kyungsu, like I said, he's active on Bubble. He's also working on his solo album. He mentioned it on the V-Live as well, talking about like how he's already chosen the songs that are going to be on his album. He just needs to write the lyrics and record the songs. So I'm excited about that, but I'm a little worried as well. Even though I'll be happy with anything, I was hoping that we'd get an R&B album, but based off of his song recommendations and like the music that he's into, I'm wondering if it's going to be really heavy on the acoustic guitar, because he's really into like Ed Sheeran, Shawn Mendes, and this other artist that he's been recommending a lot. And like I said, like you can, you know, XOLs are really good at updating on what the members have been messaging, like on Twitter, like you can see that. But if you don't have Twitter and if you only have Instagram, I'm sure like that you'll find translations of the messages on there from Twitter. So you'll still be kept in the loop. But yeah, Kyungs has been sending song recommendations as well as him doing song recommendations on his V-Live. So it's really, I feel like very insightful, and like we're seeing like this different part of Kyungsu. I didn't expect him to embrace Bubble as much as he has, and you know, just the fact that he did a V-Live was very sweet. You know, it wasn't staged and you know, formal like Minsocks, but it was something, and I feel like it was very true to Kyungsu's personality. And I feel like each member, I mean, obviously is so different, but their activities are like such a good reflection of who they are as a person, and it shows. So I really enjoy seeing that different part of Kyungsu. Jongin has been busy with, you know, preparing for the EXO comeback. You know, he's been hinting with that as well. And he's also writing out the success of the Kai album, you know, posting selfies and dance practice videos and talking about his second solo album. So hopefully that'll come out this year as well. I honestly don't know how he's going to top his first album, because it was just so good. Like I've said before, it's my favorite album of 2020. It's my favorite solo album ever. None of the songs are a skip for me. All of them are so good. It's been almost 3 months since the album came out, and it still holds up, I feel. Like, it's just so good. So, I have high hopes for him. I don't know what to expect, but so far, like, he's really set the bar very high for himself. So I wonder how the Kai album will be topped. But if it will be topped, I'm looking forward to it. Oh, and Kyungsoo's actually also going back to Kyungsoo. He's also going to start filming the Moon movie later this year. I believe it was like from May to August. I'm sure I've talked about it before, but just as a reminder. So if you don't see him very active on Bubble or for whatever reason, it is because he's just so busy, like doing solo activities as well as preparing for the group comeback. Let's see, what else? And Sehun wrapped up the Pirates movie shoot. Like I said, you know, he's doing promos for Busted, and I feel like he hinted also about a solo album, saying that he'd want to do one. I don't know if he has been preparing for one, but I feel like that was something that he has hinted at. So, something else to look forward to. You know, obviously, I would like for all of them to drop a solo album, but only if time allows. You know, I don't want them to be terribly overwhelmed with all these sorts of activities. But really, like, let's see. Like, Upman Sock needs a solo album. Junmian already has his solo album. So does Yixing, you know, has several under his belt. Jongdae has his solo albums. Baekhyun has his solo albums. Chanyeol has done stuff with SC, but hopefully he'll do a solo album as well. Jongin has his solo album. Kyungsoo's going to be recording his solo album. And Sehun hopefully will have a solo album in the future as well. So really, four members are yet to have their solo albums. One member is in the works for sure. And hopefully the other three will get their solo album soon. But that's pretty much it for this week, you guys. I don't know when I'm going to record. I'm actually glad that, you know, I actually had a good chunk of topics to cover today. And hopefully I'll have more topics to cover next time. So thank you guys so much for listening. Follow me at Yixing Slip-Ons on Twitter, at Yixing Slip-Ons _ on Instagram, and I'm under Hella Unboxings for my YouTube page on Instagram, and my YouTube channel is just my name, Michelle Madrigal, and I'll be posting more videos. I have three so far right now. Go check that out. And if you just want to follow me in general on Instagram, it's at MK Madrigal. So thank you guys so much for listening. Please rate and subscribe to this channel and to these podcast episodes. Let your other mutuals know, let your friends know, and make sure to leave a review if you can. And I just want to thank you guys so much for being patient with me. I know I'm not as regular as I should be, but you know, little instances like that where I haven't really caught up on everything makes me very self-conscious, and you know, just I want to make sure that I have enough to substantiate an episode to cover. So I want to make sure I have enough topics to cover in an episode, so to merit like a good episode instead of like little 5-minute episodes here and there. But I appreciate your patience and for sticking by me, and I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have like a wonderful week and a happy Valentine's Day since that's coming up, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.